Chapter 5. The Plot Fails. That night, in his cell in the Bastille, Louis XIV was furious. He broke the furniture and dishes, tore his clothes, and hit the walls with his hands. "Free me! I'm the King of France!" he shouted angrily, but nobody came. At Vaux, Philippe lay in the king's bed, very worried. "Can I behave like the king?" he thought. "Will I do something wrong? Will people really believe that I am the king?" Towards morning, Aramis quietly entered the king's bedroom and spoke to Philippe. "Everything went very well," Aramis told Philippe. "Louis is in the Bastille, and now you're the king."
"What will happen to my brother?" Philippe asked. "You must not kill him, and I don't want him in the Bastille for the rest of his life."
"Don't worry," Aramis replied. "I'll take Louis from the Bastille in a few days and send him out of the country. Meanwhile, you must give money to Fouquet for the party. He needs it very urgently. Soon D'Artagnan is going to come and talk to you. You mustn't see him alone. He's a very clever man, and he's always with the king. It will ruin our plans if he notices that something is different. The king has decided not to arrest Fouquet. Write D'Artagnan a note and tell him that. I'll take it to him." Philippe wrote the note and gave it to Aramis. When Aramis was leaving the king's bedroom, he met D'Artagnan at the door and gave him his new orders.
"And there are more orders for you from the king," Aramis said. "You must guard this door. Only people with special permission can see the king. He's tired and doesn't want to see many people today. But first let's go together to see Fouquet. I want to see his face when he hears the good news."
D'Artagnan read the note. He was happy about the change in the king's orders, but he was surprised that Aramis was bringing him the king's orders. Usually, only people close to the king did this, and Aramis was not one of the king's favorites. D'Artagnan's suspicions became stronger. D'Artagnan and Aramis went together to Fouquet's room and showed him the king's order.
"Last night the king planned to arrest you, Fouquet," D'Artagnan told him, "but he changed his mind. Today you are a free man."
"The king has sent another message for you," Aramis told Fouquet. "He's your friend, and he thanks you very much for the marvellous party." Fouquet looked at Aramis, surprised and confused. There was silence in the room. D'Artagnan felt that Fouquet and Aramis wanted to be alone and talk, but he wanted to stay and learn what they were planning. Aramis saw that D'Artagnan wanted to stay.
"You must go to the king's room and guard the door, D'Artagnan. Make sure that no one enters," Aramis said. "Please go there immediately."
D'Artagnan was obliged to leave the room, and finally, Fouquet and Aramis were alone.
"Why is the king freeing me, Aramis?" asked Fouquet. "I don't understand."
"I'll explain everything to you," Aramis said.
He told Fouquet all about the twin brothers and about the exchange.
"Your enemy, Louis, is now in prison, and Philippe is the king. He's going to give you money and power."
Fouquet looked at Aramis in horror.
"What have you done?" he said. "I can't believe that you put the king in prison while he was a guest in my house."
Aramis was shocked by Fouquet's words.
"But Louis is your enemy," he said. "The new king will be your friend."
Fouquet's face became pale.
"This is treason," he shouted. "I'm going to go to Paris as quickly as I can to free him. I'm an honorable man, and I don't want to be part of this conspiracy. You've plotted against the king. I'm sure that his guards will arrest you. Do you want to die in prison?"
Remember this, said Aramis. You are only here because the king is in the Bastille. If you free him, you will go to prison.
You're my friend, and you wanted to help me, Fouquet continued. Now I want to help you. I've got a house on the island of Belle Isle, in the northwest of France. The islanders are my friends, and they'll protect you. Go there immediately. I am leaving now for the Bastille to free King Louis. It will take time to free him and return to Vaux. You'll have about 4 hours to escape. Go quickly.
Aramis hesitated for some time. Fouquet is right, he finally thought. I've got no other option. Sadly, Aramis prepared his escape. Shall I tell Philippe? He thought. If I leave him here, he will go to prison. But he has spent his life as a prisoner. He doesn't understand what it means to be free. If I take him with me, it will make my escape harder. Aramis decided not to tell Philippe of the danger, but now he was worried about Porthos. I must save Porthos, thought Aramis. We're old friends, and we were musketeers together. I won't tell him that anything is wrong. I'll ask for his help again, and we'll escape together.
Aramis ran to Porthos's room and went in quietly. Porthos was sleeping. Aramis woke him.
Get up quickly, he shouted. We're leaving immediately. We have to do important work for the king.